You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
We thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn things around.
Mighty God men, women of God, we thank God for you this morning. This is Thomas Robinson of Victory International Praise. You're listening to our live broadcast, Kingdom Sounds, on this morning. We thank God for our brother Danny, the radio manager here at WWBC, WJFP, WMIE, all of those W's. That's just, you ever decide to go with something else besides W in the front? I'm just saying. Praise God. I thank God for you listening in. We thank God for our listening audience. We thank God for the people of Victory International Praise. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for, I want to thank God for my covering today. Amen. Praise God. I got some great cover, some great leaders. Oh, glory to God. And also last but not least, I thank God for my beautiful wife of 33 years. Amen. Teresa Robbins. All right. Well, praise the Lord. We got a good subject today. I believe that you're going to really enjoy this and be inspired by what we're going to be sharing with you today, or what I'm going to be sharing with you today. We're going to be talking about prayer. So praise God. If you know anyone that needs an upgrade in their prayer life, amen. Just share this broadcast with them. Let's see. Well, the Bible says, Jesus said, my father's house shall be called the house of prayer. Oh, glory to God. He was speaking about the church, but also how many know that literally it could include your house, your home. Oh, glory to God. A lot of Christian people don't pray. A lot of Christian people don't believe in prayer. Amen. And even point to yourself. You house God. Come on. If you're born again, you house the things of God. And so anyways, God wants us to be praying people. Oh, glory to God. Let me say this here. Praying helps us out in our everyday life. Prayer helps us in our everyday life. God wants to lead you. Prayer promotes your growth and confidence in God. I'm going to say that again. Prayer promotes your confidence and your growth in the Lord. The Word of God helps me to know the mind of God, but prayer helps me to know the mind of God for that moment. I'm going to say that one more time. The Word of God helps me to know the mind of God, but prayer helps me to know the mind of God for that moment. Oh, glory to God. Helps me to be in tune with God on the same frequency. Also, there's protection that's involved. You know, the Lord kept waking me up last night and waking me up, and I was praying and didn't know why. I was praying in the spirit, asking God for utterance, because sometimes we don't know what to pray. Oh, glory to God. And so just before I got ready to leave the house, my son was in a car accident. It wasn't a real bad accident. Someone hit him in the side. Praise the Lord. But how many know that it could have been a whole lot worse than that? But the Lord was moving and stirring me to pray on this morning. Praise God. And if it caused me a little sleep like it did, it was well worth it. How many know that sometimes the enemy, I believe the enemy meant to do more than what happened. But he's okay, and I thank God for, I was sharing it with Brother Danny, and I thank God for Brother Danny praying about it. Praise the Lord. And so, but let me say this here. There are Christians that go for days without even praying. Okay, I'm going to say that one more time. A lot of Christians go for days without even praying. Oh, glory to God. They only pray when trouble sticks its head up. I'm going to say that one more time. You only pray when trouble sticks its head up. And then we have churches that don't even have a prayer meeting at all. All right. I'm going to say that one more time. We have churches in the body of Christ that don't even have a prayer meeting at all. I remember when a person came to our church, and he was a minister, he asked me a question one day. He says, how come you guys don't have, all these meetings that, like, we used to have all of these meetings? And I said, I asked him, did you guys have a prayer meeting at your church? And he said, no, we didn't have a prayer meeting. And I said, that's why you had to have all of those meetings. Oh, glory to God. You know, prayer causes you to knit. Come on. Oh, glory to God. It literally causes a knitting, uniting between the people. You begin to think alike. The Bible says in the book of Acts, I believe it's chapter 2, that they were all with one accord in one place. They were praying all with one accord in one place. Oh, glory to God. Prayer helps you to get on one accord with one another. It helps you to get in a spiritual location. It wasn't so much talking about a geographical location as it was talking about a spiritual location. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then we have ministries that don't even encourage the people to pray. It's not that they're not preaching the gospel. They just don't encourage their people to pray. They don't have a prayer meeting. They don't encourage their people to come to prayer meeting. Now, I didn't say it, but Jesus said, my Father's house shall be called the house of prayer. Oh, glory to God. You see that there was times when Christ would take the disciples with him into prayer. Oh, glory to God. So prayer is very important. Luke 19:45-46. The Bible says, when Jesus entered the temple, he began to drive out those who were selling. Oh, glory to God. Those who were selling. And he said, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of robbers. The Bible says that there were people in there selling. How many know they were selling everything but the Lord? And sometimes in our churches, oh, glory to God, we're selling everything but God. Sometimes we're in error. Sometimes we're doing things that are unauthorized. Oh, glory to God. And so the Bible says that Jesus said, you made it a den of robbers. I don't know about you, but the majority of time at my house, everybody's hanging out in the den. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And we know who the robber is. We know who the thief and the robber is. That's the devil. And when our churches don't have prayer meetings, oh, glory to God. Let me just take a moment and say, I bind the enemy right now. I bind that spirit that I'm discerning in Jesus' name. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for discernment. When our churches don't have prayer meetings, come on, the devil feels comfortable hanging out in our churches. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that one more time. The enemy feels comfortable hanging out in our churches. Can I say something? Just because it's a big church and a large congregation doesn't mean that Christ is formed in the people. All right, I'm going to say that one more time. Just because it's a big church and a large amount of people, it don't mean that Christ is formed in the people. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Over the years, I've noticed that in churches that they don't pray, a lot of times when you got ministries and these churches and they don't pray, there's no fear of God. I'm going to say that one more time. Houses of God that don't pray, there's not a lot of fear of God. Oh, glory to God. And where there's no fear of God, we do things that aren't authorized by God. Leviticus chapter 9, chapter 10, we see that the beginning of the priestly ministry of Aaron and a couple of his sons, and the Bible says that God gave them some specific instructions about the sacrifices, and the Bible says that, you know, Aaron was told, when you do these things, that God shall appear unto you. And Moses came back and told him, when you do these things, the glory of God shall manifest. And then when you go down to the end of chapter 9, oh, glory to God, one of the things that you see, when they did what was authorized or commanded, oh, glory to God, because the word command means to authorize, what was commanded, then the glory showed up and fire came forth from God and consumed the sacrifice, and the people began to fall down and they were in reverence to God. Come on, there was a fear of God. Come on, because you know, you say, well, why do you say that if there's not a lot of prayer going on in the house, there's not a lot of fear of God. I tell you what, you know, people will sit up in the house of God and talk about each other like a dog. Like a flat out dog. Now, if you felt like God was watching you, come on, you wouldn't do it. But some of you know that God is watching you and you still talk about each other like a dog. Come on. Why? Because there's no reverential fear of the Lord. Oh, glory to God. Okay. Just one second, people of God. Sometimes these computers kind of just go out on you. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, let me just find my spot here. All right. So, because there's no fear of God, you say, well, how do you know there's no fear of God? Well, guess what? When there's no fear of God, people are promoting things that are perverse in the house of God. Oh, glory to God. Things that God called an abomination. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? When Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain apart to pray, oh, glory to God, because sometimes you got to get apart from a whole lot of things and spend time in prayer. But the Bible says that as they were praying, one of the things that happened on this mountain of prayer is that there was correction, oh, glory to God. Peter and the disciples, I'm guilty of this myself. Every once in a while, look, find myself praying and I fall asleep, and instead of praying, they were sleeping. And so Peter hops up and says, hey, can I build a tabernacle, one for you, one for Moses, one for, you know, such and such. And so he was in error. Come on. He was trying to do something that was not authorized. Oh, glory to God. And so the Father corrected him. I'm gonna say that again. The Father corrected him. The Father manifested and said, hey, this is my son, listen to him. Oh, glory to God. He's gonna He's going to show you how to serve me. He's going to show you how to approach me. He's going to, you know, hey, you know, listen to what he got to say. And so when there's no prayer in the house, there's not a lot of reverential or fear of God. Oh, glory to God. Then we do things because there's no fear of God. We do things that are unauthorized. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And then we find ourselves in error because there's no prayer. Oh, glory to God. This is why we have churches that are men marrying men and pastoring men married to men and pastoring churches. Women married to women and pastoring churches. Oh, glory to God. When you look in the book of Leviticus chapter 10, let's go to Leviticus chapter 10. The Bible says that Aaron's two sons put fire in their censers and approached God. Oh, glory to God. And the Bible says they approached him with strange fire. Now, the book of the Bible in the NIV version, says that it was unauthorized fire. Oh, glory to God. In other words, it was something that God did not authorize. And so fire came forth from God and consumed them, burn them up. Because they were trying to do something that was unauthorized. Some of us better be glad that we're living in a dispensation of grace. Oh, glory to God. The grace on always. Yeah. I won't even say that. And so, as a matter of fact, as you keep continue to keep reading down the page, you'll realize what happened. The Bible says that then God says, don't allow anyone to come before me drunk. Ooh, glory to God. Hallelujah. They were drunk. Hallelujah. And a lot of us are drunk with sin. A lot of churches are drunk with sin. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that one more time. A lot of churches are drunk with sin, and then they're trying to approach God, and they're doing things that are unauthorized, the same way that they were doing something that was unauthorized, bringing strange things into God's house. Oh, glory to God, because they're drunk with sin. Oh, glory to God. All right. God is good. Okay. So when people don't pray, when churches aren't praying, oh, glory to God, when churches aren't involved in corporate prayer, what I mean by that is corporate prayer. Oh, glory to God. You don't see a lot of unity between the people. You know, I'm going to show you something. When you get corporate prayer in the church and people begin to participate, you'll see things begin to happen. It's like everybody will show up to the church and everybody just about got the same color on it. It's like, you know, you didn't plan it. You didn't coordinate it. Like, what is this? And I know that God deals with me in colors. And he might not deal with you in colors, but yeah, sometimes I get up and the Lord will tell me to put on a certain color. I know the colors in the Bible have meanings. Oh, glory to God. And so God deals with me in colors. I remember when as a young minister, I was participating in corporate prayer. And, my pastor called a prayer meeting, called a fast. As much as I hated it, I'm talking about the fast. Amen. I would participate. Oh, glory to God. On a corporate level. Hallelujah. And so, but I began to notice something after a while. Is I would get up on a Sunday morning and I would go to grab a suit and put it on, and the Lord would tell me to get a certain color. And I would get that, I would take that color, I would put that color on, and next thing you know, I would show up at the church and my pastor would have on the same color. And initially, I didn't think too much about it. Oh, glory to God. But as time went on, I kept seeing it happen. And I realized that I was knitting spiritually with my leadership. Come on. Oh, glory to God. I began to even pick up it as to what time she would be praying at night. And I called her up one day and I said, Pastor Carter, and I said, you're praying at 4 o'clock, aren't you? And the pastor said, yes. I said, yeah. I said, I know what such and such. And my pastor said, well, don't tell nobody because, you know, people will start calling me at that time. And so even as a young minister, praise God, because of corporate prayer, praise God, it calls the spiritual knitting. This is why it's so important that we pray and we have a corporate prayer meeting in our churches. Oh, glory to God. It calls us a uniting. It calls us a knitting. Oh, glory to God. They were all praying in one place on one accord. It calls us a church. It causes the church to grow together. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I won't go too much farther into that. Hallelujah. Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. Let me say this before we go to Galatians 4, 19. The Bible says that Anna prayed in the temple, and she prayed, and she you know, just lived and dwelt in that place. Oh, glory to God. But she prayed until Christ was manifested. She prayed until Christ was manifested. Oh, glory to God. I want to say this here. You ought to be praying until Christ is manifested or formed in you. Oh, glory to God. Formed in you. Galatians 4:19 says, "My little children, for whom I am again in the pains of labor." He's laboring. He's talking about prayer. "Until Christ is completely and permanently formed within you." This is what I was saying a little bit earlier. It doesn't make a difference how big your church is. Don't make a difference how many people you got, because there are big churches with a lot of people. But it's Christ formed in the people. Oh, glory to God. I'm going to say that again. It's Christ formed in the people. Oh, glory to God. When Christ, getting back to that mountain of transfiguration, man, Christ was praying. So the Bible says that he lit up. Come on. Oh, glory to God. He began to manifest glory. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he prayed until his sweat was like great drops of blood. Oh, glory to God. Have you ever prayed till you sweated? I'm going to say that again. Have you ever prayed until you sweated? Oh, glory to God. Have you prayed an hour? Oh, glory to God. Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus challenged his disciples and said, "Couldn't you pray with me for just 1 hour?" They were sleeping. Oh, glory to God. How much time I got, Brother Danny? About 4 minutes. Okay. All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus told his disciples to get up and go to the other side. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they got in the boat and they began to row and go to the other side. They began to struggle. But in the meantime, Christ went up into the mountain, an elevated place, to pray. You know, if you read your Bible, you'll find out that there was times when Christ would go and pray, and he would go and pray in elevated places, elevated places, high places. It's a picture of showing you that that prayer elevates you. The Bible says that Peter and John went up to the house of God to pray. Prayer takes you up. It takes you higher. The disciples, here they were struggling in the midst of the sea trying to get to the other side. The Bible says that they didn't, they just jumped in the boat and went. Come on. Hallelujah. Like a whole lot of us jump up in the morning time and just go. Don't pray. Don't take the time to pray. Oh, glory to God. And even when they were struggling, the Bible does not mention that they took the time to pray. They just kept trying to do it in their own strength and with their own ability. Oh, glory to God. But yet here's Christ, who's on the mountain. Oh, glory to God, comes down and begin to walk on what they were struggling in. Seas in the Bible are symbolic or figurative of society, nation, tongues, and people. Come on, the sea that you saw represents nation, tongues, and people in the book of Revelation. That's what it says. And so a lot of times we in the body of Christ, we're struggling with society. We're struggling, oh, glory to God, as we're dealing with nation, tongues, and people. It's a picture of what was going on with the disciples. They're struggling. Oh, glory to God, trying to get to the other side. They got the mission. They got the command to go. It wasn't like they weren't told to go. Oh, glory to God. They just didn't pray. Oh, glory to God. And here they come. Here comes Jesus walking on what they were struggling in. The Bible says that that Christ showed up. They invited Christ into the boat. And the Bible says in the book of John, immediately they were at their destination. Oh, glory to God. Well, I think it's time to shut it down. I know I've been challenging you all to pray for 11 days. And praise God, because one of the things that prayer does, as a matter of fact, and this is the last day, but one of the things that prayer does is that prayer and repentance, I meant to say repentance, shut doors. A lot of times we got open doors in our lives. Oh, glory to God. The United States has open doors. Portals are open because of the sin of this nation. Portals are open because of the sin and lack of prayer in the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. We have that ability to shut down portals. We have that ability to control the nation through our prayer chamber. Somebody say, ask Elisha. Elisha controlled what was going on from his prayer chamber. And so, Father, we ask you to forgive this nation of sin. Oh, glory to God. Forgive us, for we have sinned and come short of your glory. Forgive your people. Forgive the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. Forgive the church. We repent on behalf of the church. You say, well, how can you do this on behalf of the church? Well, that's what Daniel was doing in the book of Daniel. He was repenting for the nation of Israel. He was repenting for the sins of the fathers and the people. Oh, glory to God. And see, and I want you to begin to even continue to pray and repent on behalf of this nation, on behalf of the people, the body of Christ. Oh, glory to God. It's time to shut some doors. Come on. Oh, glory to God. The enemy hates this. Hallelujah. And I'll tell you why on the Tuesday broadcast. All right. All right. God bless you. And we'll see you Tuesday.
Thank you. Thank God for you listening in to our broadcast. As I look around and I see that there are constantly people challenging one another to do things on social media, I would like to challenge you to pray with me for the next 11 days for this nation, our government, our families. And so even as you listen to me say this prayer, I would like for you to be in agreement. I would like for you to pray it right along with me. And so let's begin to pray. Father, forgive us as a nation. Father, we repent for the sins of this nation, for the sins of our government, for the sins of the church, the body of Christ, your people. Father, forgive us for the sins of our families. We repent, O God, for we have sinned and come short of your glory, and that you would have mercy, O God, upon us. Father, we ask for your kingdom to come and that your will would be done on the earth and in this nation, even as it is in heaven. We pray in our Lord and Savior Jesus' name. Praise God and amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to ask you to continue to repeat this prayer with me for the next 11 days. I'm literally going to begin to cut our broadcast a little short so that we can pray this prayer at the beginning of our broadcast and at the end. All right. I thank you for participating. Reach out to some folks and let them know. Praise God. We're going to use the power of agreement. I believe that as we pray as a corporation, that God will begin to do some things and shake up this nation and turn some things around. God bless you.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you.